doing your best to be with loved ones, to celebrate Christmas, those of you who are Christians and celebrate Christmas, to have a very happy Hanukkah for those of you who are Jewish and celebrate that, or whatever your holiday tradition may be. For a lot of people, I think it's just in a general sense, a time to catch up a bit with loved ones, with friends, with family. I think I'm going to have to watch the Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation movie, because I have seen it, but it has been so long. And I will say, I didn't give it apparently all due love, because in that poll that I mentioned on the air yesterday, where that has been more watched by the American people in the last month than any other Christmas movie, I said, oh, come on, I think Home Alone's probably better. I think, what was the other one that A Christmas Story is probably better. I don't really remember the Chevy Chase movie, so I'll probably go check that one out. And, yeah, I'm going to read some history books over my break. I'm looking forward to that. Have some time to dive into that. Spend some time with family and loved ones. And I know it's not Thanksgiving, but I also will just think about the gratitude I have for all of you listening, for the fantastic team that I work with on Premier Networks, and Clay Travis, my partner. We love doing this show every day. I couldn't ask for a better co-host, and we have such a good time, and also take this responsibility to try to keep the freedom movement going as we try to give ourselves as much of this as we can absolutely every day. So I'm going to be talking to all of you in 2023. If you don't follow me on Instagram or Twitter yet, please check out @BuckSexton in both those places, because I will be tweeting. I will be Instagram living. And you can check out also Buck Sexton Show podcast. I might throw a history special in there in the next week or so. Have a very Merry Christmas, everybody. And Clay will be in for all of you tomorrow. Happy New Year, too.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Tired of overpaying woke wireless companies? How about this instead? Get talk, text, and blazing fast data for just $30 a month. You get this on the same network, the same towers, with the same coverage as the other guys, but for half the price. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hallelujah.
You can start saving today without having to sacrifice on coverage. How do I know? I'm a customer. Listen to all the benefits you get. A U.S.-based customer service team to make your switch even easier. You're supporting a veteran-owned business. And here's the best part. When you dial #250 today and say Clay and Buck, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and the good people at Pure Talk will get you switched over in as little as 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and make the switch to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Carry on.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072. 878-1072.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The crisis at the U.S. border with Mexico plays out in court and in some cities and towns across the country.
The federal government facing a deadline today to respond after the Supreme Court stepped in yesterday, the Chief Justice putting a temporary hold on the expiration of Title 42, the pandemic-era policy used to expel migrants without allowing them to request asylum. It was set to expire tomorrow, but several Republican-led states, including Texas, appealed to keep it. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser issued a state of emergency.
The shelters and waters are completely full today, and that they believe that there's about 20,000 people ready to come into El Paso.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, the House Ways and Means Committee expected to vote today to whether to publicly release former President Trump's tax returns. Donna Warder has more.
If the Democrat-controlled committee moves forward with the plans to release Donald Trump's tax returns, it's unclear how quickly that would happen. The Supreme Court last month cleared the way for the Treasury Department to send the returns to Congress. As a presidential candidate in 2016, Trump broke decades of precedent by refusing to release his tax forms to the public. But he bragged during a presidential debate that year that he was smart because he paid no federal taxes. The New York Times published in 2020 that Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2017 and 2018. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Biden traveling to Mexico next month for North American Leaders Summit. He'll meet with Mexico's president and Canada's prime minister on January 9th and 10th. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 94 points and the NASDAQ is down 2. More at townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code S-A-L-E-M. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A Carson City judge has stopped the State Board of Pardons from considering the commutation of every death sentence in Nevada at today's meeting. Judge James Wilson ruled the board did not properly notify the families of murder victims of its intent to commute the death sentences. Wilson added the board is also required to consider each death penalty case individually and cannot issue blanket clemencies. The controversy began last week when Governor Sisolak urged the Board of Pardons to consider commuting every death sentence in the state, 57 of them. Governor-elect Joe Lombardo praised the ruling, thanking the judge for protecting the constitutional rights of crime victims and their families. It's official. The Mirage has new owners. MGM Resorts has closed on its nearly $1.1 billion cash deal to sell the Las Vegas Strip property to Hard Rock International, which is owned by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. The deal will mean the end of the Mirage's iconic erupting volcano. The Hard Rock plans to build a guitar-shaped hotel tower on that site. Hard Rock officials assumed operational control of that property as of 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're going to want to watch out for a multi-vehicle accident as you approach the downtown Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 15 northbound at Symphony. Crews are on scene there. Also do expect a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound. That's at Valley Verde.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local, one of our final, but not the final, live show before Christmas. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, December 20th, as we zero in on Christmas and New Year's. It's going to be so much fun, and I certainly hope you're getting ready to enjoy it. We are so happy to have, as a part of our broadcast family, Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. And Megan, first of all, thanks for joining us. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and this has been an amazing year, I know, for you, but also for the Nevada Globe. Can you talk a little bit about this relationship, this marvelous relationship that you've carved out with the NevadaGlobe.com? Can you talk a little bit about the growth in 22?
Sure. Yeah, thank you for highlighting the Nevada Globe, as I did when I took over your show last week, and I thank you for that. I had a lot of fun behind the mic. We had a lot of callers. But the NevadaGlobe.com covers the news up and down and throughout Nevada. I specifically cover politics and policy. And we thought when we launched the Globe that there was a need for it because, you know, throughout Nevada, we have very few news sources that actually do the job of investigative reporting and covering the news from, you know, a fair and balanced perspective. You have John Ralston's blog. You have Greenspun Sun, which is extraordinarily left-leaning. You do have the RJ, which has an excellent investigative reporting arm. Victor Jakes is a part of the RJ, and they do a great job, but that's about it. And so with this opportunity, we established the Globe, and we thought we would give a voice to the voiceless, so to speak, and and cover the campaigns and politics from a fair perspective, and also give Republicans a chance to state their case as well as Democrats. Democrats refuse to go on the record with the Globe as much as they refuse to go on the record with many publications. But we certainly attempted to do that. And through our work, our numbers have basically doubled every month in our readership, in our followings on Facebook and Twitter. And we still continue to grow, and we believe that we will grow exponentially in 2023. As we now have gotten more comfortable, really, with our staffing, we're looking to add a reporter in Clark County. I will be covering Northern Nevada, as well as I will be covering the legislature when they convene early February for, 4 or 5 months.
How did that relationship come to be?
You know, it was kind of just happenstance coincidence. I have a very good relationship with Katie Grimes, who has been an investigative reporter for years out of Sacramento. She covered Sacramento politics and policy so well that actually the governor at the time, Jerry Brown, stripped her of her press credentials from covering the Capitol.
That's a badge of honor in the People's Republic of California. That's pretty good.
Exactly. But she found a lawyer and they filed a lawsuit and they were successful and her press credentials were reinstated as the stripping of those credentials violated the First Amendment. But nonetheless, in typical Democratic fashion, of course. The founders of Nevada Globe also run the California Globe and the New Jersey Globe, and those are their two politics and policy websites, and those specifically cover state politics and policy. So they were looking to expand their brand and launch another Globe, politics and policy Globe, in a state. And they were kicking around Nevada, and they had asked her if she knew anybody in Nevada. And she said, as a matter of fact, I do. And the next thing I know, I'm on the phone with the publishers, and we carved out a deal, and we started running with it in October of 2021.
I want to ask you, because a really great example of the sort of work that you do personally and that the NevadaGlobe.com does, the CCEA, the Clark County Education Association, mm-hmm. wants more of our taxpayer dollars. They feel that we're not spending enough. And you do an entire story on this particular issue. Can you talk a little bit about why the Clark County Education Association seems to feel that it's entitled to even more money than we're giving them now?
Oh, well, I mean, there's never a day that goes by where they're not demanding more money or looking to raise taxes. I mean, let's not forget, I also reported on this, that you know, because of the strength of the union, they were able to gather enough signatures for a ballot initiative that was supposed to go on the ballot in 2022. And Barbara Zagaski blessed their attempts. They had achieved enough signatures in order to raise our sales tax rate to the highest in the nation, upwards towards 12% in Clark County, 10% in other counties. That would put Nevada at the highest sales tax rate. Supposedly, these new taxes from this sales tax would go to education. What's interesting is the education union tried to withdraw their petition, and the Secretary of State Zagaski said, well, no, you've basically already submitted it. It's going towards the ballot. However, through some, you know, rigmarole, they were able to withdraw legal maneuvers. They were able to withdraw that ballot initiative, but it's going to come up again. You can bet that, because the education leeches never have enough money for their administration, as well as their unions. Now, what's interesting, too, is that because of the drop-off in education enrollment in public schools, the Clark County School District is looking at perhaps a $30 million loss because they simply don't need the funds because they don't have the students. So in spite of that, the union is going to lobby the legislature for $200 million more for education funding. Now, the $200 million has already been allocated by Governor Sisolak out of the CARES Act money. Nevada received nearly $7 billion in federal tax money due to the quote-unquote pandemic. And of that $7 billion, $200 million was set aside for education. So I believe this is what they are going to push. The legislature has to approve this allocation when they convene in February. So I believe that the union will, you know, in their way, put pressure and lobby the legislatures in order to receive $200 million more. Now, this comes after, of course, the largest tax increase in state history, which was passed in 2015 under the Republicans and Governor Sandoval for $1 billion in education. What's worth to note is that since that time, education achievement, scholastic achievement numbers have precipitously dropped. We used to be 35th in the country prior to this, the largest tax increase for education. When that money came funneling in, we should have gone to what? Maybe first in the country, 10th in the country, 20th in the country. No, we're now 50th in the country. So we didn't get better by throwing money at the problem. We didn't get better by raising the largest tax increase in state's history. The education system didn't get better. It actually got worse.
Well, and what I hear from people in education is that this money is not necessarily going to go to the classroom. This money goes into this system, and it disappears. It just disappears. Do we know where this $200 million is supposed to go? Will it go into the classroom?
Do we know where the $1 billion went? No, of course not. And, you know, one thing Lombardo can do before he, you know, signs any piece of legislation coming out of the Democratic legislature, which is going to spend other people's money. And let's keep in mind, too, this $200 million is a once-in-a-lifetime gift from the federal tax, from taxpayers. This $200 million does not exist without the CARES Act. So once this goes into the education budget, it's only a one-time deal. So when the unions need more money to fund whatever pet projects or administrative, you know, duties or expanding the bureaucracy of education, the money's not going to be there. So, of course, they're going to cry poor like they do every year, and they're going to demand that they raise taxes again. So we don't know where the money goes, and what Lombardo could do, and I believe he's smart, and what he promised on the campaign trail is to audit. To audit where federal and state dollars go into the education abyss and see how to fix it.
That would be a gargantuan task with the fifth largest school district in the country. I mean,
it's time.
It is.
Somebody has to take on the gargantuan task because it's never been done before. And there are even Democratic lawmakers that are actually calling for an audit. And this is exactly what needs to happen, because without an audit, we cannot identify where the perhaps graft, corruption, and abuse is in order to stop the graft, corruption, and abuse and funnel the money to exactly where it needs to go, and that is into the classrooms, not into the bureaucratic state.
One of the things I like most about the NevadaGlobe.com is your in-depth, no-hold-bars interviews with newsmakers. Just recently, you did Stavros Anthony. You did Andy Matthews, the lieutenant governor and controller, respectively. I'm curious in visiting with those two gentlemen, who I have immense respect for, and I think Andy Matthews is a rising superstar in the Republican Party. What did you learn about those two that maybe you didn't know before?
And I concur with you on Andy Matthews. I think he has a very bright future now that he is in an executive position of the state. I see him doing much bigger and greater things in his political future. I think that he is a candidate that not only speaks well and presents himself well, but also crosses party lines quite easily because he does not get stuck in the muck of social issues. He is a very, in-depth critic, if you will, of government transparency and financial accountability and fiduciary responsibility. And I think that type of approach to a government office is exactly what is needed and what crosses party lines when trying to attract independent voters as well as crossover Democratic voters. And so what I learned about Andy specifically is that, you know, he wants to resurrect Ron Connect's basically state of the state, which gave the taxpayer an understanding of the return on their investment in their money. So, for example, if we've been funding education for the last 5 years and we've raised taxes by $1 billion, well, what was the outcome? Where did that money go? You know, things of that nature, right? So he really wants to give taxpayers more of a transparent understanding and an in-depth understanding of how our taxpayer dollars are being spent and the return on those taxpayer dollars as far as an investment. One other thing that I asked Andy, I don't know if it was in your interview or a prior interview I had with him, is that we need to audit this CARES money. We need to understand where the $7 billion is going to, how it's being spent, and the return on that investment. And although that is a gargantuan task, Andy is up for it. You know, no task is too great, or it's not greater than the effort that you can put into it. All of these issues surrounding the finances of the state can be solved if there is a will and person who wants to solve it. And so this approach that Andy is going to give the controller's office is something that has been missing since Ron Connect was controller, and I think that the taxpayers will come to truly understand and appreciate how the controller's office can function in a manner that holds government accountable.
I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea, and we are entitled to this information.
It's our money.
The government cannot spend money it does not have, and the government relies on the taxpayer for that money.
Stavros.
With Stavros, you know, I've interviewed Stavros now a couple times, and I was very happy to hear in our interview on air that he is going to focus on removing the barriers, regulatory and licensing and otherwise, that small businesses face. As small businesses were absolutely decimated because of Sysolak shutdowns, we have a new crop of businesses that are willing to take their place. And what needs to happen is that we need to get some of these ridiculous licensing procedures and regulations out of their way so they can start up their business much quicker and more efficiently and profitably, so they don't have all of these rules and regulations tying them down and delaying their ability to hire workers and make money and contribute to the state and to their respective communities. So I was happy to hear that his focus is not only going to be on small business, but also how he can, as the leader of the Senate, you know, do his part from a constitutional conservative perspective in leading the Senate. And that's exactly what we need, because we have a uniparty government right now as far as the Democrats controlling both the Assembly and the Senate. And with only Stavros Anthony and Joe Lombardo basically overseeing and presiding over the legislative body, those are basically the, you know, folks we need in order to keep a balanced approach into good governance.
In our final couple of minutes, why is Barb Zagafsky being subpoenaed by the Department of Justice? What is you folks broke that story? What is behind the story?
Well, it's the insurrection, Kevin. Don't you know? It's the insurrection. supposedly, they believed that Zagafsky's office had numerous documents in relation to the electors, like Michael McDonald, for example, the chairman of the GOP, and other communications from the insurrection surrounding, you know, the electors' decision to file alternate electors in favor of Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden. What the Secretary of State's office produced was one measly document, and they only provided it out of an abundance of caution.
And did anything come of it?
Not yet. Has anything come of anything?
No.
Related to Donald Trump? They're going to keep trying. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to thwart his attempts at retaking or reclaiming the presidency. So they will throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. And that's exactly what the January 6th Commission was all about. What a joke that was. As we continue, this has been going on since 2016 because the Democrats are so deathly afraid of Donald Trump. And at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself why.